We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. Fourth and final quarter of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle back, filling your Penn State needs. And this is Ask Greg, one of my favorite segments that we do. These are questions from you guys logging on to the Keystone Sports app, hitting the Ask Greg button, firing off some questions. And I do notice these past couple weeks as we started giving away some tailgate wine, the number of questions has slowly crept up. People like you now, Greg.
Thanks for the wine. It's always alcohol fueled.
Always, hey, that's how you get into everybody's hearts. So, Ask Greg. This segment is brought to you by the new 409 Tailgate Club, Tailgate Wine. They are introducing wine. This is a couple weeks. Now, we've given away, two bottles, right? Well, one officially. Tom Dincher came in and picked it up last week. And then the other one, we couldn't ship it to Israel. So, I think okay, it's going to his brother. So, we have given away two bottles of wine. So you can go to tailgatewine.com to check out all their award-winning wines. They include Sapphire Blue, which is a blueberry wine, Old Main, Pinot Grigio, and the 1855 Vidal. Go to tailgatewine.com. They even have a blue and white wine gift box for that blue and white fan in your life. Tailgatewine.com. Again, we will be giving away a bottle to whoever Greg feels like asked the best question. So let's get to some questions. Marcus from Scranton, nice and close. Hey, Greg, who do you feel more confident in Penn State landing, Michael Johnson Jr. or Noah Kane? Michael Johnson Jr., the quarterback, Noah Kane, the running back from IMG. Boy, I got to think both of these are near the long shot category now, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of confidence, I mean, we're talking like 5% and 1%. I mean, with Noah Kane, I know it seems like Penn State was in a really good spot with him, and they may still be, but look, he's number 3, last I checked, now number 4 running back in the country. Texas, LSU, Ohio State, obviously the Florida schools all in the running here. Dustin, I think someone's going to pick him off closer to home. I think Jawan Sider and Penn State will make a valiant effort here, and it'll keep them with perhaps a hat on the table, if you will, when he's ready to decide. Outside of that, I just don't know if I can see this one really going Penn State's way. So that's where I'm at on Noah Kane. And then when you look at Michael Johnson Jr., again, same kind of situation where he is a guy that gave Penn State a good long hard look and visited campus and all that. But at the end of the day, Miami is the team that really seems to be the one to beat for him, because they don't have a quarterback commit yet and they're only taking one. So unlike Penn State, who has Taquan Roberson already committed, Michael Johnson Jr. has a clear path at Miami. You can say what you will about competition, this, that, and the other thing, but if you're going to go somewhere, you might as well go somewhere where you're going to be the guy. So I'm going to guess I'll go with Michael Johnson Jr., but it's certainly a lukewarm at best in this comparative situation.
Confidence, a relative thing in this case. Right. I feel the same way. Michael Johnson Jr. is taking visits to NC State and Florida State over the past couple weeks. So I think that when it comes down to it, if you're an elite running back, elite quarterback, are you going to want to be the second guy in a class?
Right.
When there are really good opportunities to be the first guy in a class. Fundamentally, that's this issue on the table for both of them. And I think it's more likely than not that Penn State gets neither of these guys.
Agreed.
Morgan from Bethesda, if you were betting your own money on someone to win the Heisman, who would you choose based on the current odds?
Current odds. I mean, I think that when you look at where Trace McSorley is, I certainly would not have any interest in taking his odds, to be quite honest. I think I would need a little bit more value, if you will, for him. He was, last I looked, he was sort of in the 10 to 12 to 1 range. And I mean, obviously, you look at where he could be at the end of the day. He certainly could, hit that board if Penn State would go to the college football playoff. But I don't know. Jonathan Taylor at 7.5 to 1 is interesting. I really like Wisconsin this year. If they're going to win, if they're ever going to win the Big Ten, I think it's this year or bust for
them. They're not going to.
Okay, fair enough.
They're crossing over unlike they have
in
a while.
That's a very good point.
Who do they got? It's Penn State and Ohio State?
I believe
Penn
that's
State,
right,
Michigan.
Yeah.
They're playing two of the Big Four in the Big Ten East.
Yeah, Trace sits at 18 to 1. I think I'd need probably more like 25 to 1. Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State at 22-1. Never a bad idea to back Urban Meyer's quarterback. We've seen it not always work out the way that that Ohio State wants it to, but that's usually a good pick, especially when you're getting over 20-1. Will Greer at 20-1, the West Virginia quarterback. Man, I don't honestly like any of these, to be completely honest with you, but I do have to answer the question. I will go with Jake Fromm, 12-1, Georgia quarterback. That's where I'm going to side, because I don't feel great about it, that's for sure. Don't race to Vegas and try to find some odds on Jake Fromm, but looking at it right now, that's who I'm going
to
side.
What'd you say Haskins' odds were?
Haskins, 22-1.
I like it. I'll take Haskins. You got the keys to that offense.
Yep.
You're going to be playing in big games. You're probably going to win big games. You got support all over the place. I like that bet at 22-1. I don't mind Trace McSorley at 18, honestly, because if the best case scenario unfolds and Penn State's got all these playmakers and Miles Sanders is the real deal and the offensive line is better, McSorley can really put this team on his back and at least put them in position to be competing against Ohio State and Michigan. You win those games and suddenly you're in that national relevant conversation, and he's going to be in the Heisman conversation. So we'll see. It's super early.
Yeah, the other thing I'd say too, and it's not fair, but Trace, for whatever reason, typically seems to be not pushed aside by the national media, but he certainly, sometimes it feels like he's just credited for being a system quarterback, or that, Joe Moorhead's the guy pulling all the buttons and Trace is just,
from a national narrative perspective, right, that's what this season's all about. It's him getting out of that shadow and showing that he's got plenty of worth on his own. I think everybody who has followed the team really closely knows and understands that he is going to do that. From a national perspective, I still think that Saquon Barkley was such a big looming force and took all the headlines and all that stuff that Trace McSorley was really underappreciated. I think that there's a good chance that changes. But national narratives play a big part in the Heisman conversation, do they not?
Absolutely.
That fuels everything with national people and writers voting on this. Yeah, so we'll see. He has a chance to change that narrative pretty early. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is Ask Greg. We are taking your Penn State questions and trying to give away a bottle of wine. Ryan from Newcastle, if Penn State strikes out on Kane and Gray at running back, why wouldn't they offer top-ranked in-state running back Patrick Garwo, especially with Ford already in the class and Garwo looks more like a bruiser up the middle type of back, opposite of Ford, plus he's an in-state kid?
Certainly wouldn't. Now it's my turn.
You made him choke.
My turn to sit here and cough. Well, he's going to the opening, so he clearly has some pretty significant talent. Has set a commitment date, but has not committed yet. Boston College, the runaway leader in his 247 sports composite crystal ball. Look, Dustin, 5'10", 202, plays Triple A football at Conwell Egan. Penn State's seen a lot of this guy, so if they haven't offered yet, there's a darn good reason for it, and it's beyond me to sit here and try to explain, what's inside the mind of James Franklin, Ricky Ronnie, and Jaywan Sider, but is it possible that this is a guy that they could try and get late if they have space available and strike out elsewhere? Yeah, I think it's possible, no doubt about it, but at the end of the day, it's quite clear to me that Penn State, for whatever reason, has found a reason to be apprehensive about offering, and I think that's just what you have to accept at this point. I don't know how else to put it.
Fair answer. Jim from Fargo. Love the email address that has Jim Boy in it. Jim Boy from Fargo, have you heard anything on Manny Bowen?
Well,
we discussed this a little bit, and really at this point it's still tea leaves, right?
Yeah.
Cryptic.
I mean, and still sort of just waiting around for the shoe to drop, if you will. I think that Penn State obviously would be benefited greatly by getting him back on campus. There's no doubt that the linebacker room would be bolstered by having a guy that was as successful as he was, even though he missed a handful of games in the 2017 season, back into the mix. It would allow some of the younger guys, I think, to sort of take their time, too, when it comes to development, especially Lucada and Parsons. But the other question you have to ask is, why was he kicked off the team, and what purpose did the suspension serve? And there'd be a lot of questions I think they would need to be answered, Dustin, but at this point in time, we just don't have much out there.
John from Defiance, Ohio. Love the town. Greg, the recruiting guru. Of the remaining targets Penn State has left on its board, which five or four do you believe are must gets? Not talking about highest star ranking, but more a need by position. So there's need by position isn't the best way to go about the recruiting process, but which four, regardless of what methodology you use, which four are must-gets?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I think you could really dive into this one and say, okay, are you focused on using, and let's be honest, I mean, Penn State doesn't have a whole lot of space left. That's why there were a lot of fans that were like, hold on a second, they did what with a kicker on Sunday? And obviously he was a walk-on, preferred walk-on, so there was not a, a scholarship implication there. I'm going to start with Julio Billingsley, and this is just in no particular order, but Penn State, to me, they get two tight ends in the last cycle. Dustin, that was wonderful. But if one or both of them don't pan out, Tutsiep's got to keep coming at some point. And I think that Billingsley, the four-star tight end out of Illinois, is a guy that could really impact things should he decide to pick the Lions. They're in a boat race, though, with Alabama and Florida. I don't think they're going to win that one, but I put him up there at the top of the list for that reason. I'm going to include Anthony Wiggin here, the offensive lineman out of Lackawanna. I think that Penn State could really use him as another offensive line piece in this class and sort of bolster that. I'm going to look at the defensive line and say, obviously, you could be remiss to not mention Zach Harrison, the five-star defensive lineman, number three player in the country. Lions very unlikely to get him. The Lewis Center Ohio talent will probably go to Ohio State. You got Adisa Isaac on campus over the weekend, so he slides up to the top of my list now that you're able to get him on campus, Dustin. I think that says a lot about where things stand, and I'm not sure if I'm at five yet, but I'm probably close. But Lance Dixon would be the last one. Yeah. At Penn State, you know, you already lost. So you brought in four linebackers last year, but you don't know if Charlie Catcher's one. You already are positive that Nick Tarburton's not one. What if Micah Parsons ended up being a better defensive end than a linebacker? I think you need another solid guy in this class to join the terrific Brandon Smith, and Lance Dixon would be the perfect guy for Penn State to get to do that.
So must get implies to me that you have a really good chance at getting him.
Yeah.
You know, I think every five-star in the country is a must get if that you're looking at ability alone.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a good answer. Corey from Boulder, Colorado. It's a little early for this one, but as Tommy Stevens, our quarterback in 2019, what needs to happen to overtake his spot?
Well, I mean, I think what it comes down to in my book is that we all think Tommy Stevens is this, that, or the other thing, but truthfully, we know more about his ability to catch the football, run the football, and run with the football than we do about his abilities as an every down, every day starting quarterback in Big Ten play. I mean, like I said, I think that everybody out there assumes that Tommy Stevens is the next coming of a similar player to Trace and could produce the way Trace has. I don't know if that's necessarily fair, though. There's a lot of times he's gone in there and mop up duty and just handed the ball off. Now, look, when he's throwing, it's not like he's been terrible. In fact, I think he's been quite good.
He can spin it.
Small sample sizes, yeah. Though, and there's not teams game planning against him, and there's usually some backups in the game. So maybe
it's going to be just like when McSorley
right.
had the edge from experience over Tommy Stevens a couple years ago. It's going to be the same deal.
Yeah,
so we have to show something big.
Right. So what I'll say is that it's time to pick a winner, and I am going to go with the gentleman who asked about the five recruits.
Good question.
The Muskets. I thought it was a good question.
John
something to
from
dive
Ohio.
Into there. So
John from Ohio. Good
that's
job.
This week's winner.
You've won a bottle of wine. More importantly, you've won Greg's respect. It doesn't come easily. Thanks for tuning in this week. Be sure to fire off your questions. Any questions we didn't get to here, we will get to them next week. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs, as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.